Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Yud Zayin. We are learning today Lili Nishmas Sidney Feld, Shlomo Ben Moshe Halevi. All the Nishams we learned for Shtav Aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety of all of the Chayalim, Kochos HaBitochon, all of the Mishtara, all of those in Klai Yisrael, the Hatzalah members, the EMTs, all of those that are putting their lives at risk for the benefit and saving of rest of Klai Yisrael. Hashem should watch over them. Hashem should protect them. Hashem should give those that need a refuah shlema. And Hashem should bring back our hostages b'mehira, in good health, and they should be all brought back safe and sound. We pick up the Gemara today at the two dots on the bottom of Tes Zayin Omud Beis, two lines on the bottom. We have a little bit of an Agarata type of discussion at the beginning of this year. And we go through the time of Chizkiyahu's death. We quote the pasuk from Divrei Hayamim Beis, which discusses that at his death, ukavod asulo bimoso, a great kavod was done for Chizkiyahu. Tosus points out that, we'll see this Tosus aside in a second, the Chizkiyahu was a very, very good king. There is actually one opinion that says he was Moshiach ben Yosef, and he certainly had the potential to even be Moshiach ben David, and he was one of the greatest kings of all of Klal Yisrael, Malchus Yehuda. And the pasuk says that they did him a great kavod, v'kavod aslo b'moso, and it teaches us melamed shoshivo yeshiva al kibro. They set up a beis medrash to learn at his gravesite. And just a question of how long they set that up for. Pligibor, Rebbe Nosev, Rabbanon, there's a machlokes between Rebbe Nosev and the Chachamim as to how long this was set up. Chadamar shlosha yomim. One said that it was for 3 days that they set up this post, his death. They set up for 3 days to learn, return to Yitzayim under Aleph. The Chadamar Shiva, one says it was 7 days, and the Amrilah, others say that that opinion was Shloshim, 30 days. In any event, this was a very special type of a kavod that they gave to him, which we'll discuss momentarily. Now, why was he deserving of such a great kavod? So Tosos, the bottom Tosos on Tezayin Amud Beis tells us, Shoshiva Yeshiva Al-Kever, says, Lefi Shehir B'Torah B'Yisrael. He was a tremendous propagator, Rebbe, of Torah in Klai Yisrael. Here B'Torah B'Yisrael, as the famous Gemara in Perka Chelik in Sanhedrin tells us, Shebat Kumidon ad Be'er Sheva. They checked all over Klai Yisrael, all the way from the north, and done all the way down to the south to Be'er Sheva. Below Matsu Ish V'Isha. They didn't find a man or a woman. Tinok V'Tinokas, even a little child, a boy or girl. Shelo Hayu Bekiyim B'Tuma V'Tara. He was so great in teaching Klai Yisrael that even the littlest of children were Bekiyim, experts in Tuma Tara, which are some of the most difficult sugyas that we have today. And therefore, they set up this base manager on his grave, and Tosus points out it wasn't literally on his grave. Ella berichuk arba amos. It had to be separate from his grave, 4 amos, because we have the famous rule of loig l'rush, and therefore by separating from 4 amos, the leka loig l'rush. Loig l'rush means we're basically making fun of the dead people, that ha-ha, we can learn, and you can't learn. That's why when you go to a gravesite, you tuck in your tzitzis, while you don't learn by your gravesite, unless it's done for the kavod of the mace, so you can hespeid him there, you can go and say tilim there, because that's done all for the kavod of the mace. But for somebody to just go and sit and learn by the kever, that's incorrect, because that's loig l'rush, making fun of them. Hi, I can learn, ha, and you can't. In any event, that's the kavod that they gave to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Now, the Gemara continues and says, what was unique about this? So we have a braisa that tells us, Tana Rabbanan, the kavod also lo the Moso, that they did this kavod for Chizkiyahu. So the Braisa says, Zeh Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Now, Rashi points out that this is just the style of the Gemara, Lishna de Shasu, because we know it's talking about Chizkiyahu Melech. The Psukim clearly tell us that it's talking about Chizkiyahu Melech. So the Braisa just says that this is a reference to Chizkiyahu Melech. They didn't have the open nach in front of them. So it's just telling us that this is Chizkiyahu Melech that they're talking about. And what was this special kavod that they gave him? So the pasuk says the kavod asu low in gematria. Tosa says is 36, and that's where they get this idea. Shiyotzu lefanim shloshim v'shisha elef chalutze kosev, that there were 36,000 men that went out to him with bared shoulders. The Rashi tells us that the bared shoulders is an idea. Kamo v'cholzo nalo shekaro bigdeim. That it's like they took off their shoes and they tore their garments in mourning for the great Chizkiyahu, so their shoulder was bare. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, this is the great covenant that they did Chizkiyahu Melech. Where it says, no, they did this for other kings as well. Achav was a horrible king. And how could they do such a thing? Phibus Tosus explains that there was a great husband for Achav, and granted, yes, Tzadikim didn't show up at this hesped, but he did have a lot of his followers that they were honoring him. So we see that the fact that 36,000 people showed up doesn't mean that you're a great tzaddik. This happened to Achav, who was a Rasha. Ella, so what was the great covenant that they did for Chizkiyahu Melech? Yes, there may have been 36,000 people that went down for him, but that wasn't so unique because that was also done by Achab. Elo, what was the great kavod? Shenichu sefer Torah amitaso. They put a sefer Torah on the aron, on the beer, and the amru, and they said about this beer of Chizkiyahu's coffin and about the sefer Torah. V'amru kiyem zeh. Masha Kos was there. The Chizkiyahu Melech fulfilled everything that was in the Sefer Torah. Oh, that's a covenant. Gemara says, no, we do that for other people today as well. In the times of the Gemara, they would do this for other great Talmidei Chachamim and say that the Sefer Torah is on their bier, on the coffin, and they would say that this person fulfilled everything that the Sefer Torah had. So the Gemara says, no. Afuke mafkinan. They would take out the Sefer Torah, but they wouldn't place it exactly on the Aron. Anuche lo manchinan. And therefore, that was unique that by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they actually put it on the Aron. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Vibayisema, Anuche nami manchinan. No, they actually would put it on the Aron of the other people as well. However, they wouldn't say, Kiyem zeh, mashakosim zeh. So Kiyem lo manchina. They wouldn't go and say that. They said it by Chizkiyahu, but they wouldn't go say that by other people. That's teretz number two. Teretz number three. Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, he says, Hava Ozilna Bahadei Derev Yochanan, Lemishal Shmaisa. I was once walking, others have the Girsa, Azlinam Bahadrei, that they followed after him. And he went to go and ask Rav Yochanan a Shaila, Lemishal Shmaisa, to ask him a Shaila about this din. And Kiava Oil, like he say, he was about to ask him the question when Rav Yochanan went into the bathroom. Vavabina Minem Yosa, when he came out, I asked him my Shaila, a little partial, and he didn't answer us right away. Ad Moshe Yodeh, until he washed his hands after he came out of the bathroom. Umanach Tvil, and he put back his Tvil, and he had to take him off when he went to the bathroom. He put back on his tefillin, and Umavarach made the bracha on them. The halach is, when you go to the bathroom, when you're not allowed to wear your tefillin in there, so then when you come out, you have to go and make a new bracha. As opposed to your talis, which you're technically you're allowed to wear in the bathroom, the minhag is to take off your talis gadol. We don't take off a talis katan. The person wears his talis katan when he goes to the bathroom. But you take off your talis gadol, but since technically you're allowed to wear a talis in the bathroom, so as long as you didn't have hesach hadas, then when you come out, you don't have to make a new bracha on your talis. But the tefillin, which you are not allowed to wear when you defecate, so then you have to take them off. So therefore, you have to make a new bracha when you come out of the bathroom. So we made a new bracha on his tefillin. V'hadar amalan, and then he answered our question, and he said, V'afil kim aminim. No, we do, even by great Talmidei Chachamim today, do what we did by Chizkiyahu, that they would put the Sefer Torah down on the Aron, and they would say, kim zeh mashakosu bezeh. However, what they didn't do, what they did for Chizkiyahu, which they don't do today for a Talmud Chacham, is limeid lo aminim. They don't say that he taught this as they did by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that he was a tremendous malamed. So that we don't say today. We say people knew they were Mekayim, what's in the Sefer Torah. That the great, they would say that by great people. But they wouldn't say they would do malamed. That they did only say by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Anywhere says, wait a second, but we learned in the following. It says, Godol limud Torah, shalimud mevi lidei maisa. Wait a second. Limud ha-Torah is great because it leads to maisa. In other words, Kiyem is greater than Libet. So how can you tell us, oh, by Chizkiyahu, they did something unique and special that they said he was melamed to other people. As opposed to regular Talmidei Chacham today, the great Talmidei Chacham, we only say Kiyem. But Kiyem is greater than Libet. That's what the Brisa seems to be telling us. Gemara says, Lokasha, it's not a problem. There are different types of Limet. Holy Migmar, Holy Agmure. When we say over here that the Torah study is more important because it leads to Maisa, so then that's talking about learning Torah. However, to go and teach Torah to other people, so that's more important because then they'll be able to go and do the Maisa. So therefore, teaching Torah to other people is more important than just learning Torah for yourself, which will lead to Maisa. But teaching it to other people will lead to many more people doing the Maisa, and therefore that is a greater compliment. And therefore, by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was so influential, he was Marbes Tosfos that said Torah to all the men and women, children of his generation. So therefore, it was appropriate to say about him that he was limeid, as opposed to other great people. It's greater praise to say that they were osed, they were makayim, because that normally is greater than just learning. Learning is to lead to Maisa, but when you're malameh, that's even a higher level because that's going to lead to many people doing Maisa. Now, that's the understanding that we have in our Gemara. Tosus does bring down that there are other ways of looking at this as to which is greater, teaching or doing. Bottom line is, everybody agrees that it's lilmod almenas lasos is critical. Person that just sits and learns and then he goes out and does all sorts of horrible things. So that person is a shrank. That person is just a bookcase. He has lots of knowledge, but if he doesn't put it into practice, so then that certainly is not the right thing to do. And that the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, so they're great, they're recognized as being Gedolei Ador, is because of their Maisim, Their learning is, of course, critical, but what makes them unique, what makes them Gedolei Hador, is their maisim. When they apply that learning and it inculcates in their entire body, it infuses in their entire body, and their lassos is even greater than their lumot. Okay. The Gemara tells us further, we have many times in Shas, I mentioned this also many times, that Rabbi Yochanan says all the things in the name of Shimon Yochai. He didn't hear them directly from Shimon Yochai, but he heard them through others, and that's what uses the Lashon Mishum. He wasn't a Talmud of Shimon Yochai himself. In any event, he said, "My dechsev, what does the Pasuk mean when it tells us in Yeshaya, Ashreichem zore al kol moyim, Mishalchei regel ashor v'yachamor." We had this previously, Mishalchei regel ashor v'yachamor, and now we dash in this whole Pasuk. So, those are very praiseworthy, those that are Sazorim, they're planting on all waters, and Mishalchei regel ashor v'yachamor, and they send forth the feet of the oxen of the donkey. What does that mean? So, it tells us, he darshins it, kol ha'osek b'torah u'gmilis chasadim. We'll see the Torah is a reference to the Mayim, and the Zriya is tztaka, u'gmilis chasadim. So anybody who engages in both of these two very important things, kol ha'osek b'torah u'gmilis chasadim, these are two of the great ways that we can influence what happens in Eretz Yisrael, and why it's so important that we learn Torah, and why it's so important that we do chesed, one with the other. And this past week's parasha of Chayisara, I said over a beautiful part that we know in the Nais that the what Eliezer saw, what made him realize that Rivka would be somebody special to go and see if she's the right shidduch for Yaakov, because so the water in the well rose up to fill up her containers. But that wasn't enough. He said, okay, now I have to go and investigate her, but I have to see if she's a balas chesed. A balas chesed is more important than a bal mos base. So even though Rivka Inenu was able to have a nes occur for her, however, that wouldn't necessarily mean that she'd be a good shidduch for Yitzchak. Oh, when she saw that she was a balas chesed, when she gave him and his camels to drink, oh, this is the right thing. So us doing gemilas chasadim, us learning Torah, us giving tzedaka, so these are the things that will be, as Hashem help us out in Eretz Yisrael in our difficult time that we're in right now. So the pasuk is darshin, kol osik b'torah gemilas chasadim, anybody who does Torah gemilas chasadim, zocha lenachla shnei shvatim. That person will be zocha to get this inheritance, this double inheritance of two shvatim, which we'll see are Yosef and Yisachar. And how do we know this? Shinama, because the pasuk we darshin it says Ashrechem Zore. What is Zriya? In Zriya Letztaka. Zriya is a reference to your planting. You only really plant staka. A person puts money into the bank, so he thinks he has something. The famous Vart, one of the great Hasidish Rebbeim, said to his child that they had three loaves of bread, and an ani came to them and asked for a loaf of bread, and he gave them one of the loaves of bread. And the Hasidish Rebbe said to his son, "How many loaves of bread do we have left?" And the son said, "Two. We gave away one, we have three, and now we have two." He said, "No, we have one left, because the two that we have here, they're going to be gone, we're going to eat them. But the one that we have left is the one we gave away at Stalker. That we'll have forever." So this idea that when you plant, you're really planting Tztaka, the Ein Zriya El Tztaka. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Ziru Lechem Litztaka. Now the Vav is not there, it should be Kitzru Lefi Chesed. So you go and plant for yourself Tztaka, and you'll eventually go and harvest according to the Chesed. In other words, the Tztaka that you give is something that you'll always have. Right? People say, Aser Bishvil She Tis Aser. So the whole idea of giving Maiser is that you should become rich. When you give Tztaka, you give your Maiser Ksofim. So that's where Kosh Baruch Hu says, "Wow, this guy takes good care of the money that I've given him. I'm going to give him more money." So, Ziru Lechem Litztaka, Kitzru Lefi Chesed. If you give Tztaka, you will go and harvest, you will go and reap the rewards. No, they Mayim El Torah. We know, of course, that water is always the description that we use for Torah, because as we've learned many times, you have to be humble to learn Torah, and water always sings to the lowest spot. So, Ein Mayim El Torah, Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, the famous Pasuk from Yeshaya, Hoy Kol Tzavei L'chu L'mayim, all those that are thirsty, go and drink the water. In other words, go and drink the water of Torah. Now, V'zocha L'nachla Shnei Shvatim, the drasha was that you will eventually inherit the two things that Yosef and Yisachar have. So Zoche, you'll be Zoche to inherit Lekila ki Yosef. You'll have a canopy, a kila, like Yosef had. What is that? The Pasuk tells us, Bein Poras Yosef. Yosef is described by Yaakov Avinu in the bracha given to him, that he was referred to as Bein Poras Yosef. Bein Poras Ali Oyid. And then we quote the rest of the Pasuk, Banos Sardar Ale Shur. Now what does this mean? So we darshan as follows. Yosef is considered very, very special. Bein Poras Yosef, he's very, very charming. So, and that resulted in all the young Egyptian women, including eventually his wife, Osnas. So, Bonos Tzada Alei Shur. All of the women climbed up on the walls to go and take a look and see who this Yosef was. Very handsome and very special. And this is the reward that the Zocha Lenachla Shtei Shvatim, Zocha Lekila Ki Yosef. The Medrash also brings down that Yosef was zocheh to this, that he was receiving this kilo, because all the other children, when Esav met up with Yaakov, so all the other imos, they went first and the children came afterwards. But Yosef said, I'm terrified that this Rasha Esav is going to see my mother Rachel and he's going to desire her. So he went in front of his mother Rachel and he didn't allow Esav to see him. So therefore he was zocheh to the fact that all the women would end up wanting to see him. So, midah keneged midah. In any event, so this is the nachla of Yosef, and likewise, v'zoch le'nachlas Yisachar. You'll also be zocher to the nachla that Yisachar had. The pasuk says, Yisachar chamor gorim, which Rashi brings down the tithe from Unkelis, betagamo asir benichasin, that he will be very, very wealthy. So, you'll have the honor, the greatness of Yosef, and the wealth of Yisachar. Now, this wealth of Yisachar is not necessarily talking about financial wealth, as we see, that is the Amre. There are those that say that Oivov Novlim Lefonov Ki Yosef, that all of the enemies will fall in front of you like they fell before Yosef. Dersiv, Bohem Amim Yinagach, Yachtov Asi Aretz. So here we have the brachos that are the description that Moshe Rabbeinu gives, and he says that Yosef is going to be the goring of the other nations all over the land. And so that's the idea that all of our enemies will fall in front of Yosef. Yosef doesn't fear Esav. He doesn't fear our enemies. And they'll all fall in front of him. And v'zoch l'bina ki Yisach, and they'll be zoch to the wisdom that Yisach has. The pasuk says, u'mnei Yisachar yodei bina la'itim l'das ma'aseh Yisrael. So they'll be zoch over here to the tremendous brilliance that is noted and associated with Shevet Yisachar. They're the ones that are knowing how to calculate all the times. They know when to make a leap year, when to make a an extra day in the month. So they know all the intercalations, and they're the Shevet that is associated with Chochmah especially. So this Agadita is how we end off this beautiful first parak of Baba Kama. And Hadron Lech Arba Avos, Arba Avos, Hadron Aloch Arba Avos, Hadron Lech Arba Avos. And now we begin the second parak, Ketzer HaRegel. Now, the second parak is going to go and discuss that which we went through in the most recent Mishnayis that we had, talking about the various types of damagers, the various types of muad damagers. So, ketzad horegel muedes. Where do we see that regel? Now, Tosus points out that we're starting off with regel. Why don't we start off with shein? So the top Tosus in the parak says, ketzad regel muedes. Amasnis in the parak kaman. This goes back to the mission that we had on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Koi, that's what this is going on. And the tema says, e adiposach lisnei ketzad hashein bereisha. If you're going over that, then that started talking about shein before it talked about regel. So why don't we start off with shein? No, vi adisolik. If you're going by the end of that Mishnah, so then hotanina vishor hamazik vishus hanizak vio Adam basof. So then why don't we start off with the end? Either start off at the beginning or start off at the end. Why do you start off, so to say, in the middle with regel, which was number two? So Vomri explains why we start off with regel, because vadai ad deposach beikoy, because we're starting off with what we said at the beginning. So you're right, it should have started off with Shane. However, Vishane Varegel Kichad Khashive, but they're considered like one. So Shane Varegel, they always go together. Shane Varegel, Shane Varegel. So Mishum Dishavion Bihil Chosein, because they have almost identical halachos. Umichad Kronafki, and they come from the same pasuk, the way we learned it previously. Vishilachas Biro Bierbis Deacher. So we had learned previously, Shane Varegel have identical sources, and they come from, they have many of the same dinim, and therefore, umishum de tono regel basar Shane. So now, when we have Shane first on Daf Tezvav, followed immediately by regel, so technically regel is the last thing that we left between Shane and regel. And therefore, nor karocha regel bereisha de solik minei. So we really left regel. So therefore, we come back now to regel first, and then we'll discuss in the next Mishnah Shane. In any event, Kate's had a regel weathers. Where do we find regel being muad, meaning that you have to pay full nezek from the very onset? So that would be l'shaber bidera chilucha, that it goes when the animal's walking and it breaks something while it's normally walking, so that is considered something that you're obligated for. You have to pay full damages, and because the animal is going to break things when it walks, so it's a regular, routine, expected thing. And therefore, if it's in the reshus of the nizak, if it's in the reshus of Rabim, it's not responsible. But in the reshus of the nizak, so your animal's walking there, so if it breaks something, you're held responsible. So even though it's walking normally, it's doing everything that it does, you're held fully responsible. Now, some have the gears over here. They have the Hema's Tosus points out, but we'll just learn it that we don't have the Vav over here. Habehema muedis lahalech kidarka ulishaber. Now, this seems to be repetitive. This seems to be exactly repeating what we just said, which will be the Gemara's first question. And we'll see why it's not. But right now, we'll just understand it is a behema is mu'eddes lahalech, is also going to cause damage by just walking. When it walks regularly, kedarko ulishabah, because it goes and breaks things. Now, that, again, as I just said, that sounds exactly like lishabah b'derech hilucha. What's the difference between the first words of this Mishnah and the second words of the Mishnah? We'll see when we get to the Gemara. In any event, the Mishnah tells us, haysa miva'etes, if the animal was kicking, or oshayut sroros minatsin mitachas regla, or if as it's walking, it shoots off pebbles, it kicks off pebbles as it's walking normally, vishavru esakelim, and those pebbles go and damage something, so either it kicks, which is not regel, kicking is a tolda of karen, that is a unusual damage at the behemoth should go and kick something, or if the pebbles come out from its normal walking and shoot out, it's called chatzinezis tsroros. So in both of these scenarios, when it's miva'etes, that's a told of Karen, so therefore it's like a short tam, and it will only pay chatzinezek, and this chatzinezek tsroros, when the pebbles shoot out, that, as we had learned previously, and we'll see again, is aloch l'mosh misinai, so then you only pay chatzinezek. Okay. Mishnah continues and says, "Dar salakli ushvar so." If the animal is walking and it steps on a kli and it breaks the kli, and then that broken kli, the nafal kli ushvar, that broken kli goes and breaks into another kli. So in this situation, the second one is chatzi nezik tsroros. The first one is regular damage of regel. So al rishon mishali nezik shalem. Since we're dealing with the rishos of the nizak, so the normal regel damages, it's muad mitchilaso, and you go and pay the full damages on the first kli. But the second kli that broke because something came out from the first kli and it hit the second kli, it broke the second kli, ala achro mishalim chatzi nezik, because this is chatzi nezik tsroros. This is equivalent to the animal walking and it kicks off a pebble, and that pebble goes and smashes a vase, smashes a container, and that's only chayiv chatzi nezik, haloch lemosh b'sinai. Mishnah continues and tells us that this applies as well to a chicken. It's not just animals. Hatar negolim muadim lahalich kedarkun ulshaber. That when a chicken walks, it also has a tendency to go and break things in its normal walking, and you would be chayiv for them, just like you are with your ox or with your cow. You're chayiv for the same thing with your chicken. However, if something was tied to its leg, a delil, Rashi tells us, is some sort of a rope, some sort of a tie. Rashi says, kol dover haniksha beregel, hatanagol, anything that is attached to the regular tanagol, kori delil. Others have, is the guy say deli? Others say, no, it was some sort of a container. In any event, when you have this deli or delil that is tied to the regal of the chicken, oh, shoya mahades, or if this chicken is hopping, umishabes a kalim, and then it goes and breaks kalim, this is also unusual, and this would be mishalim chatzi nezit. This would be Karen, and therefore it's not usual to do this. So it's like a chicken that is a tom. So this is a tolda of Karen, and Karen you're not chayiv for, since it doesn't normally do this until you're muad, until you do this three times, and therefore you only chayiv chatzi nezik. That's our Mishnah. We turn to Yitzayim and Beis, and now we'll discuss a lot of this in more detail. So we start off with the question that I alluded to before. The first two statements in Mishnah seem to be repetitive. So Amalei Ravina L'Rabba, Ravina asked this to Rabba, Haino Regel, Haino Behema. When we started off the Mishnah, we said, Ketzer Regel Mu'ed. That's what's the example of Regel, that it's Mu'ed, Mitchilaso, to pay full damages, L'Shaber B'der Chilucha, when it walks. And then we said, HaBehema Mu'ed is L'Alech Kedarka, L'Shaber. The Behema is a Mu'ed when it walks, and it breaks things. So those are the two identical things. Why did he repeat it? Doesn't seem to be a Chiddush. So Ravina asked to Rava, Haino Regel Behema, Hainu Behema, the regular Behema and the Behema are the same thing. They're both regular damages. Why is it written twice? It's the same thing. So, Amalei, he said, Tona Avos, Victoria told us. No. Rava answers back to Ravina. And he says, no. The first time it tells us, that's the Av. That is regal. And then, the rest of it, when the Behema walks and breaks something while it's walking, that's a tolda of regal. So first gives the Av, and then it gives the tolda. So one says, wait a second, Ravina says, Eloyata, in the next Mishnah, where it tells us in the Sefer, we call it the Sefer, it's the next Mishnah on Daf Yutes, but in the Mishnais, they're all listed together. So Elamayata Sefer, the Sefer of our Mishnah, which is on Yutes, it says over there, Diktani, Hashay Mu'edes, Habehemim Mu'edes. It also says both, Hashay Mu'edes, and it says Habehemim Mu'edes. So why does it repeat it there? My Avos, or my Toldo Sika. There is no Av and Tolda. Here we have the Av is the regel itself, and the tolda is the behema damaging while it's walking. But by the eating, by Shein, what's an av? What's a tolda? They're the same thing. So why is it telling us over there, both of them? So Rava answers back to Ravina in a joking way. Hava komahadle bibidichusa. Rashi says he's joking, beschok. And he says, Rava says to Ravina, listen, I told you the answer to the Reisha. You tell me the answer to the Sefer. Anasha naichoda. I gave you the answer for the Reisha. Avos and toldos. No, you tell me why in the Sefer it says twice the same thing. It says Shein and it says Behema. So you tell me one answer, I gave you one answer already. No, what's the answer? The time am I? How come it says on Daf Yutes, Shein and Behema? It seems to be repetitive there as well, and it's not an Av and a Tolda. So I'm Ravashi gives us the answer, and he says, Tana Shein de Chaya, Uktani Shein de Behema. There it has to teach us that the Shein of a Chaya, you're also Chaya for, not only the Shein of a Behema. The Behemas are the domesticated animals, and the Chayas are the wilder animals. So you needed to tell me that for both of them you're Chayav, because I would have said, Sokodai de Chaminoch, when the Pasuk says, Ki Avrish, Sodeo Cherem, Vishilach es Biiro, Ubiyar Bisteacher. So I would have said, the Biiro is Behema. So Sokodai de Chaminoch, Vishilach es Biiro, Ksiv. So Behema in Chayalo, Biiro means behema, as Rashi says. So therefore, I would have said this is only behema that you're chaya for. But chaya you would not be chaya for. If you have a chaya, you would not be obligated if it went and did shein damage. Kamash v'lan, the chaya b'chlal behema. So that's why you have to teach me both of them. So the Gemara says, if that's true, ihachi hom boile lemisne bereisha. If you're telling me that behema, which is listed second, means behema, and the shein is referring to chaya, which is listed first, so then we have behema beferish in the pasuk. So it should have said ihachi homaboy lelemisne bereisha. You should have said behema first because that's from the pasuk and the drasha of chaya. So that should have been listed second. So the Gemara says, no, the exact opposite. Hai di asile midrasha chavivale. No, the drasha of Shein is more chaviv to us. It's a drasha. So that's why the Shein is listed first, and only afterwards we have the Beferish Pasuk, Behema, Vishilach is Biro. So that's listed second. So the Gemara says, in our case then, the Tolda is darshined out. So yachi reisha nami lisnei ahi deloksiva reisha. So we have Beferish, we have Regel, and only the toldos that are darshened out, they're not the feirish. So why don't you list the toldos of regel first instead of listing regel first? So the Gemara says, hachi hashta, it's not the same. Because hasam, in the safe on daf yotes, where we have Shein and behema, so hasam, idi v'idi, avos, you know, they're both avos. So therefore, there's no reason to say one av should come before the other av. And therefore, the one that's the drasha we put first. So we understand why Shein is listed before Behema on Daf Yutes in the Mishnah, the Sefer of our Mishnah, because we want to list the Drasha first. They're both Avos, and therefore list Chaya first, Shein, and then list Behema, which is the Av also of eating by a Behema that Yechayev Nezek Shalim. But here, by our Mishnah, Hacha, Shavik Av, the Tani Tolda? What should we do? We should list the Tolda before the Av? No, you always list the Av first, and then you list the Tolda. So that's why the order is over here, is not the drasha first. Here, you list the av, and then you list the tolda. Or alternatively, teretz number two, Iba Yisema, we could still say that our order is correct, because I did the solik miregel, pasach miregel, because, as we pointed out, on Daf Tezvav, it left off, it said shein viregel, so we left off, as Tosfos said on the Omen Aleph, with regel, so we immediately go to regel, which is the av, and we list that first, even though the tolda is a drasha. So this explains why the reasoning over here in our Mishnah is regel, and then the tolda of regel, which is a drasha, whereas on Daf Yates, we have Shein, which is the drasha, followed by the Hema, which is the Beferish in the Torah, not a drasha. Okay. Gemara continues and tells us, Tana Rabban, within the following braisa, the Hema muedes lahalech kidarko ulishaber ketzad. What exactly is an example of this regel, of the animal being the owner of the animal being obligated to pay for the damage that the animal does through routine walking. Ketzad, what are examples? So, behema shenichlus l'chatzar nizak, as I've already pointed out multiple times, we learned the multiple times in the first parak, the only time you chayev for shein and regel is in rishus hanizak, because in the public place, you shouldn't put your stuff over there. You have to realize that there are going to be other animals walking over there, and they're going to either eat it or they're going to walk there and damage stuff in the Rishus Rabim. So we only have Shein Varego that Yechayev Muad Mitchilasen only in Rishus Hanizak. So the Behema is that we're discussing that did the regel damage is walking in the Chatzur of the Nizak, where the Nizak has the right to put whatever he wants out there. It's his private field. And if you're walking there, you're going to be held responsible. The Hizika begufa derech hilucha. And your ox, which is now in the field of the Nizak, is walking there and it does damage with its body. Or ubisara, or with its hair that catches onto something, derech hilucha, and it damages something. The hair of the animal gets caught in the wool of the sheep, let's say, gets caught in a jar, a container, and it smashes it because it drags it with it. Or you have a saddle, but ukaf sholal, you're dealing with a horse or an oxen, you have a saddle on it, and or uvishlif sholal. Rashi explains that the shlif is masoi, she biam tachas. So this is something that is a package that is on the back of the animal, and it is causing damage by hitting something. So these are all considered as if the animal did the damage. Or ubiprumbiyam shebipiyo, this is the bit that's in the animal's mouth that somehow does damage with that. Or ubizuk shebitsavaro, or with the bell, the animals often had bells on them that is around its neck. So if it did damage with any of these things, this is all called normal, regular damage, which you chayv mitchilas and muad nezek shalem in the rishus of the nizak. Likewise, v'chamor b'maso, if you have a donkey that has some package on its back and it does damage with that package, it's the same thing. All of these mishalem nezek shalem, the Brisa tells us, the owner of the animal has to pay nezek shalem. And then it says sumchas omer tsroros, if you have some damage that's caused by the pebbles from the foot of the animal, or the chazir, if you have a pig, shaya nover. Rashi says nover means that it's picking around in its nose in this dumpster, in this ashpa. Nover be ashpa, the hizik, and it does damage. So mishalim nezik shalim. You have to pay nezik shalim. So Sumchas gives us two dinim that we don't fully understand yet. He says this tsroros, that we've already discussed. Sumchas disagrees, apparently either with the halacha of Moshe Messina or the way that it's applied, and he holds that even for tsroros you pay nezik shalem, and he says also with the damage that the pig does with its nose, you pay nezik shalem. Shalem nezik shalem. Mor says, of course you should. He's a pshita. If the pig does direct damage with its nose, so why would you think that you don't pay full damages? So Mor says, no, it's comparable to the tsroros. Ela'ema, he tis the hizik. If the pig somehow did with its nose, it sends something flying because it's digging around into this garbage dump in its with its nose, and it sends a rock or something flying that goes and damages the utensil. So Sumchas says, Mishalim Nezik Sholim. So he says, just like with the tsroros, so too with something flying off, a hitiz from the Nover Biyashpa, so you have to pay Nezik Sholim. So Gemara says, tsroros, mandikar shmayu. The Tanakhama didn't mention anything about tsroros. Why is Sumchas jumping in here and telling us the din of tsroros? So Gemara says, Chisuri Mechsav Alchitani. In fact, there is missing in this Brisa the following. Tsroros, Tanakhama holds that tsroros, kier chayu, chatzi nezek. Since it is normal for this animal to walk and kick off stones, but nevertheless, you only pay chatzi nezek. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Chatzi nezek tsroros. Likewise, the chazir shaya nover ba'ashpo v'hitiz, v'hizik. So you have this pig that is digging around in the dirt in the ashpa, and it sends something flying from the digging around in the dirt in the ashpa. So you also mishalim chatzi nezik. So both of these are chatzi nezik tsroros. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. That's the chisuri machsira that we have. And then along comes Sumchas. Now you're talking about chatzi nezik tsroros. Sumchas disagrees. Sumchas omer, tsroros, the chazir, both the chatzi nezik tsroros from the pebbles kicking off from the foot of the animal, or the chazir, shaya nover ba'ashpa v'hitiz, v'hizik, the nose of the pig that's digging around in the ashpa and it sends something flying from it and causes damages. Sumchas holds in both of these situations, Shalim nezik shalom. You pay full nezik. So there's a machlokas over here between the Tanakhama, the Braisa, and Sumchas in terms of Chatzi Nezik Tsroros, according to the Tanakhama, it's only Chatzi Nezik, according to Sumchas, it's Nezik Sholem. Now, we have several other places where we have the similar machlokas between Sumchas and the Chachamim. So, we'll give two other brises, and then we'll give a Stam brisa. So, the first two other brises, they tell us the both sides of the argument, the Chachamim and Sumchas. So, the first one is Tanur Rabbanan. Tanegolin shayu mafrikin mimokum mokum. If you have a chicken that is flying around from place to place, they flutter around from place to place, the Shibru Kalim Kakvayim, and because of their fluttering with their wings, they go and break some utensils. So then, Shalim Nezik Shalim, this is considered normal, and it's in the Shus of the Nizak, so they have to pay for any Kalim that they damage in the Shus of the Nizak. However, that's only when they struck directly the Kalim with their wings. If it's just the wind that, because of their flapping with their wings, they cause the wind to come in. It knocked, let's say, you have a glass bottle there on a windowsill, and the flapping of the wings causes the wind to come, and it causes the bottle to fall and smash, so beruach shebekanfeyem, then mishalmim chatzi nezek. Then you only pay chatzi nezek. That's the Tanakhama's opinion in this brisa. And Sumcha says, no, you don't pay chatzi nezek. Sumcha's omer nezek sholem. You pay full nezek. Oh, this is the exact same machlokas. This flapping with the wind is no different than the tsroros and the chachamim. The Tanakhama say chatzi nezek tsroros by the wind or by pebbles. Only chatzi nezek, and Sumcha says, by the wind or by the pebbles, it's nezek sholem. Another braisa says the same exact machlokas. Tanidach, another braisa says, Tanagol shoy mahatsin. Mahatsin means that they're hopping. So that's something that is usual for the Tanagolim to do. They're hopping around, and they're going agabi isov, agabi peros. They're in the shus of the nizak, and they're stepping on his dough or on his fruits. So the tinfu o nikru, or they went and spoiled them. In some way, they defecated on them, let's say, or nikru, or they picked at them, and they ruined them. So, mishalim nezek sholem. That's regular full damages that we expect in the rishus of the nizak that the owner of the tarnagolim would be chayav for. However, it was helu offer. They just kicked up dust and dirt that went onto the fruits or to the dough and ruined it. Oh, tsroros, or they kicked pebbles with their feet. So then the Tanakhama holds, this is chatzi nezek tsroros, and only mishalim chatzi nezek. So this is indirect. They caused the dirt to go onto the dough, or they cause the stone to go and fly and break the kli. You only pay chatzi nezek. Tanakama's opinion, the chacham chatzi nezek tzoros. And again, the brisa tells us Sumchas disagrees. Sumchas omer nezek sholem. Oh, so here we have a third brisa now. We have three brises all together that teaches this machlokas between Sumchas and Tanakama, the chacham. And then we have a fourth brisa, Tanya Idach. Here, this brisa is just a stam brisa, and it just gives us the opinion of the Chachamim. Tanya Idach, Tanago Shoyim Afriach Bimokum Lamokum. You have a chicken that's going and flying around from one place to the other place. The Yatasa Ruach Mitaches Kenofov, and the fluttering of the wings causes a wind to come, Vishibra Sekalim, and it knocked down a glass bottle, and that glass bottle broke. So then, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. Then the brisa tells us you pay chatzi nezek. It doesn't tell us. Sumcha says you pay full nezek. So this is stam brisa and stama kira banan. Okay, so we have these four brises that show us the machlokas, or at least three of them show the four machlokas. The fourth one just shows us one side of the machlokas, just the chachamim's opinion. Amar Rava. Rava tells us we can easily understand sumchas. Bishlam sumchas kisaber kocho kegufo dami. He says that your koach, the rocks that come out from your feet, the wind that comes out from the flapping of your wings, all of the dirt that you raise by jumping and hopping about, or by kicking off pebbles from the chicken. So your koach is kegufo dami. It's as if your own body did it. So that's why you pay nezek sholem. Oh, very good. We understand that. El Rabbanan. The Rabbanan doesn't make sense. Where do you get this chatzi nezek from? So, if you say it's just like the goof, so then kula nezek boiler shalom, then it should be nezek sholem, like Sumcha said. Ah, you're going to tell me it's not the lav kigufo dami, it's not like your goof, and it's considered something totally unrelated to the animal. So then, where'd you get chatzi nezek from? You shouldn't pay anything. Chatzi nezek nami lo l'shalom. You shouldn't pay anything. You didn't do damage. Your animals indirectly did damage, but if you're saying indirect is not like direct, so then why are you paying chatzi nezek? You shouldn't pay anything. So, Rav himself gives the answer, which we said previously in today's year already, as well as a lot of times in the previous parak, Leolam Kigufu Dami. We in fact say that this is no different than your body actually doing the damage. However, along comes the Halach L'Moshe Misinai, the Chatzi Nezek Tzoros, his Hilchas or Gemira law, to tell us that we knock it down from paying full damages. The Halach L'Moshe Misinai, the Mefarshim explained, comes to knock down. It won't add that you pay additional penalties. That's why we could give the answer that actually that the koach of the animal is not kigufu dami. We couldn't give that terror to say the halachal machine that comes along nevertheless to add on a 50% penalty. No, the halachal machine that won't add on. It only will take away. So therefore, the din is it should have been nezek sholem by Sumchas hold. But Rava says that we hold the halachal Moshe Misinai tells us to no, knock it down from nezek sholem to go and make it only chatzi nezek. This is the halachal Moshe Misinai din of chatzi nezek tzroros. Rava tells us another din. Amar Rava kol shebizov tamei binizakin mishalim nezek sholem. Now, he's telling us that whenever you have a case where a zov would go and make something tummy. A zav can make something tummy by a number of different things. There are five different ways a zav can make something tummy. By touching it, obviously, but also by sitting on it, by lying on it, by leaning on it, or being supported by it. In any of those five situations, so zav will make something tummy, even though he didn't directly touch it. So this is the classical case. I always say the princess and the pea. So you have 10 mattresses, and the Zav is sitting on the top of it, so even the bottom one is going to be Tomei. This is Tumas Medris, and it goes all the way down to the bottom one, even though if we were doing normal contact, we would say the first mattress is the Av, second mattress would be a Rishon, third mattress would be a Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, etc., and the Dinim of Tumah wouldn't apply, but by a special Tumas of Zav, of Medris, so it applies all the way down to the bottom, and even the bottom mattress is going to be Tomei as an Av Tumah. So this din of Zav is comparable to damage. Wherever you're going to make a Zav goes, and Matami something, the equivalent in terms of damages would be Kol Sheb Zav Tomei. So by Nezakin, you're going to be Mechshalim Nezik Sholim. However, Kol Sheb Zav Tar, in a situation where the Zav would not make something Tomei, it would still remain Tar. For example, when a Zav throws a ball at something and the ball touches that thing, that doesn't make it tummy. So Kol Sheb Zav Tar, the Zav won't make the item that he throws the ball at tummy. So then, B'nizakin Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. So that's the example of Chatzi Nezek Tzraros. So that teaches us that if the pebbles were kicked out by the Zav, so in regards to Tumah, those pebbles that he kicked out and they touched something, they wouldn't make it tummy. So too, in regards to damages, those pebbles would only be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. That's the Lochle Moshe Sinai, Chatzi Nezek Tzraros. So the Gemara says, Nu, V'Rava, Tzraros, Osla Shminan. All Rava seems to be doing is teaching us his din of Chatinezik Tzoros. We know that already. So Gemara says, no. Lo, Rava is also teaching us Egla Mosheches Bekoron Kamashvalon. He's teaching us the case of Egla Mosheches Bekoron. As Rashi tells us, also Lashmina, Rava is coming to teach us the Bezov Tomei, a person who's a Zov, who's sitting in a wagon, Imholcha Koron Shazov Olea. If a wagon is going and the Zov is sitting in this wagon, and it goes, Agabe Kalim, and it goes and passes over some Kalim. So then, Tmeim, those Kalim become Tmeim. The wagon going over it with the Zav inside, make those Kalim Tmeim. Mishum Medris Hazav, that's the din of Medris Hazav that we've been talking about. And therefore, the comparable din, Ubinizilkin, in regards to damages, Nami, Egla, Shemosh, or Bekoron, Agabe Kalim. So if you have this wagon that went over Kalim, so the person that owns this wagon, he is considered that he directly did the damage to those kalim. We don't say, well, the wagon is like his tzroros, and therefore it's an indirect damage. You only pay chatzi nezek. The loki tzroros, it's not like the din of tzroros. It's kigufa heavy. The wagon has the status of being directly causing the damage. However, the mihitis tzroros mitachas akoron. So if the pebbles flew out from underneath this koron, so if you had a zav in the koron, those pebbles would not make the zav tar. Anything that they touched, the pebbles that flew out would make no impact in terms of tumah tara. The item that the pebbles hit would still become tar, would still remain tar. So binizakin, therefore the din is nami tzroos din. It has the din of chatzi nezek tzroos. And that's the chiddush of Rava. He wanted to teach us his din of egla mosheches b'koron, that the din is like a zav. Okay, now, I have a brisa that says exactly like Rava. Tani Kavosi the Rava. What's the brisa? Behema muedes l'shaba b'derech hiluchah ketzad. How does the behema go and cause damage with its walking? Ketzad. We had this brisa previously. Behema shenichlesu l'chatzar anizak. The behema goes into the chatzar anizak. Again, that's where regular damages occur. V'yizika begufa derech hiluchah u'besara derech hiluchah. The animal itself goes and damages something while it's walking, or its hair gets entangled in something and it breaks the utensil that it gets entangled with, or be'ukav sholel, with the saddle that's on its back, or be'shliv sholel, or with any masoy, any package that it's carrying, or be'prumbiyash of the piyah, the bit that's in its mouth, or be'zukshav b'tzarar, the bell that's on its neck. All of these are considered part of the animal, and the damages are regular damages, and you'll be chayiv nezek sholem in the rishus of the nizak. Likewise, the chamor b'masov, the chamor, the donkey has a package on its back, or the egla mosheches b'koron. Here this brisa gives us exactly the case that Rava tells us of egla mosheches b'koron. In all of them, mishalim nezik shalim. Tanya kavose the Rava. We have the brisa saying exactly like Rava said. Okay, Tana Rabbanu. We learn another brisa that Rava is going to comment on. Tana Rabbanu. We learn the brisa Tarnagolim show you mechatitin b'chevle deli. If you have a chicken that is going and picking and pecking at the rope of a deli, of a container. So you have, let's say, like the well, you put a rope around the container and you dump the container into the well. So you have this chicken that's picking at this rope on this deli, on this bucket. The nifsak hachevel, and it goes and breaks the chevel, and as a result, v'nishbar deli, the deli, this keli, this utensil, this bucket breaks because it's no longer being held up by the rope. So in this situation, the Braisa says, mishalmim nezek sholem. That is full damages. This is regular, expected, normal, regel type damages. The chickens go and peck at stuff, and therefore this is normal, regel damages. Now, that's the Braisa. We're going to discuss the Braisa more in tomorrow's shiur as well, but now we're going to discuss Rava's question on this Braisa. Bari Rava. Rava asked the following. Darsa al kli. If an animal is walking and it steps on a kli, velo shvarto, it doesn't break the kli, but it sends it flying. So the actual animal stepping on it didn't break the kli, but now, let's say it's a utensil and it sends it rolling. So it's a glass bottle and the animal steps on it. It doesn't break it, but it shoots out from underneath the foot of the animal and it rolls and it's going to smash into a wall, and that's when it's going to break. Then it's galgel lemokom acher v'nishbar, and it goes and rolls and rolls and rolls to that place, and now it breaks. Mahu, what's the halacha? So do we say basar meikara azlina v'gufehu? Do we say we look at it from the very beginning? The animal stepped on it, so it's considered broken, so to say, from that moment already, and therefore is nezik shalem. Or do we say no? Odilma basar tvar mona azlina. We only look at it at the time that it actually breaks, and it didn't break right away. It only broke when it smashed into the wall, and therefore it's like chatzin nezik tsroros utsroros ninu, and you're only going to be chayev chatzin nezik. That's Rav's question. Do you pay nezik shalem because you look at it as basar meikara azlina, or do we say no, that you go after the fact when it only breaks? Basar, the tsroros, so to say, azlinon, and therefore, in this situation, only pay chatzin nezik. That's Rava's question. So the Gemara says, why didn't he get answered from what Rava said? Tifshol, from his Rebbe, his own Rebbe, his Rava. Tifshol, lay me the Rava. Why didn't Rava accept Rava's answer to this? Because the Omer Rava, Rava said, Zorak kli mi rosh hagag. If a person throws a utensil off the rosh hagag, he has a glass bottle, has a bottle of whiskey, and he throws it off the rooftop. And somebody else comes along before it hits the ground. It's going to smash as soon as it hits the ground. Somebody else comes along and takes batting practice with that jar of whiskey, the bottle of whiskey that's coming down, and he smashes it. So that person who smashes it is potter. Why? Because the Amrinim, we say, the Amrinim lay mona tevira tovar. We say he's smashed an already smashed utensil. Because as soon as that bottle of whiskey left the guy's hand from the top of the ceiling, from the rooftop, so then it's considered broken because it's going to land. Gravity is 100%. It's going to land and it's going to get smashed. So somebody else takes batting practice and smashes it midway down. He's essentially smashing a broken utensil. So what do you see? You go after basar meikara azlinon. You go after the beginning. So why doesn't Rabba say? Asked and answered from his Rebbe Rabba. So Gemara says, okay, l'Rabba pshitale, l'Rabba mibarle. No, Rabba clearly felt this distinction, but Rabba did not. Rabba felt, no, that's not a clear answer. Try again, toshma. Hidus, we said before, was the hopping, that the chicken is hopping about. So eino muad, the first braisa that we bring down says that the hopping doesn't make the chicken into a muad. The Yesh Omrim, Hari is a muad. No, others say, no, that is muad. That is a normal thing for a chicken to do, and you pay full damages. So Gemara says, what are we talking about? Hidus, Soka Daita. What are we talking about with this Hidus? Mustn't it be El Alav, Hidus, the heat is that the animal hopped, and it kicked, because of its hopping, a stone, and that stone went and smashed something. Or Bahal Kamitligi. This is exactly what the two Braises are arguing about. The Braisa that says, Damar Savar, Bosame Karazlinon, the Braisa that says, Hareze Muad, that it is Muad, so you go after the beginning. The beginning is that it's hopping. That's a normal thing that a chicken does, and therefore that's regular damages. It only caused the heat is afterwards, so but the hidus is the critical thing. So the Braisa that says, Hareze Muad, holds Savar, Bosame Karazlinon, you go right the very beginning. And the first braisa that said ain't no muad, so then umar sovar basar tvar mona azlinon. You only go and look at it at when it got broken. So let us say this is the answer to Rava's question, that we have a braisa that says it's going after the beginning and a braisa that says it goes after the end. Gemara says, lo, no, that's the incorrect way to understand this. So we turn to Yuches Amud Aleph. Two brises are talking about behitis tshoros. No, as we had explained, we're dealing with the pebbles coming off from it. And these two brises are, in fact, the Bepluxa, the Sunchas, the Rabbanu Kamifligi. The brise that it said that you're Chayav Mu'ud, so that's Sunchas. And the first brise that it says that you ain't a Mu'ud, it means Chatzin Nezik tshoros. So the first brisa is the opinion of the Chachamim. Now, we're still in the middle of the sugya, but this is a good break point, so we'll stop over here, and learning about all these types of damage should be Ezra Hashem protect us from the damage of Hamas and the Rishayim of the world. Hashem Yishmireinu Mikol Ra.